Hello. So a few episodes back in episode 53, we talked about five tools to make meal planning and kitchen organization easier. And I would like to expand on that a little bit more just because I think when we can get more organized in the kitchen, it just feels better. And when it feels better, that task of cooking is not only less daunting if it stresses you out, but it can actually be enjoyable. So today I have six ways to organize your kitchen and create a better meal planning space.
Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast.
I think when we have a kitchen space that feels really good, it can change our mood even. Like if you think about walking into your kitchen and it feels cluttered and messy and everything is just kind of all over the place, it doesn't feel good. But then on the flip side, when you walk into your kitchen and it's clean, it's tidy, nothing is stuffed anywhere, things are organized. It just gives you this lighter feeling of just enjoying the space a lot more. And when we can enjoy the space and it feels clean and organized, it makes cooking even more fun and you can actually enjoy that time. We have to be in the kitchen cooking anyway. We all have to eat. So if you can twist it a little bit and actually learn to really enjoy it if you don't already, this is a really good way of doing it, is to get your space set up in a way that helps you be more successful and to enjoy the process a lot more. So I have six ways that you can do that. Now, I'm expanding on that original episode that I had talked about, so you can go back and listen to that if you want, but this one is going to just expand on that a little bit more. So number one, I did mention this in the other episode, but I can't not include it because it is so important, is to have containers or bins or jars, however you want to do it, for bulk items. This is pulling everything together that are similar. Now, this could be like reused jars from previous items. I love the clear glass jars that have, you know, like no markings on the lids. And you could even replace the lids so that they're prettier. I don't love when one of the lids is like maybe like a spaghetti jar lid and you can see like the brand and everything like that. I don't love that. So if that doesn't bother you, then you could certainly use things like that. But if I have a jar that I really like and I want to reuse it and it looks like it's something useful, I will sometimes just replace the lid. Or you can even buy jars or like products, even though they're brand name, sometimes their lid is just like solid gold or solid black or whatever it is, or solid like silver color. And those are awesome to be able to reuse, but you can use them for dry goods. You could even use like little bins for like all your snacks, to just take similar items or bulk products and put them into a container that also feels a little pretty. And then you can just organize all of your food that way. Now, not everything, like don't think that you have to put everything in a bin or a jar or something like that. Not everything has to be in a container of some sort, but the things that are loose or scattered or tend to get a little bit cluttered or messy, think about just tossing those into a bin. It will make a big difference in how organized that space feels. Number two is to get drawer organizers for your cooking utensils. Now, this one is going to depend on like the size of your kitchen. Now, we have a really small kitchen. However, when the previous owners or whoever redid our kitchen prior to us buying it, they put in really big, wide, deep drawers, which I am super thankful for because I love them. But that allows us to put, like, I think we have two big, like, kind of like silverware trays or utensil trays. You can get them on Amazon. We just have the clear acrylic ones. You can get wooden ones or plastic ones, however you want to do it. But having that like space to organize our utensils rather than just tossing them all into a drawer, it organizes the space and it feels more put together and cleaner and more organized. That just is, it's a really nice feeling when you open the drawer and you also know exactly where you're looking when they're always going back in the same space. If you do have a drawer that is just stuffed full, I have had that in the past as well. They can be really frustrating, especially when you have to like maneuver and rearrange things just so you can get the stinking drawer shut. I would encourage you to do a couple of different things. One, we ended up doing, like, we have this really pretty clay vase that we got from my mother-in-law. And I love this vase and, or vase, whatever you call it. But it's a little clay pot of some kind. And we put all of our, like, we have the Pampered Chef, like the white rubber spatulas. So they're all white. So they're just a solid color. And then we have like the bamboo spoons. And I'm like, okay, those are just two different colors. They look nice. So we put all of those spatulas and wooden spoons in this pot next to the stove. Other than that, everything else goes in the drawer. It's just kind of the aesthetic of it. And then in for the drawer, we did a clean out of the drawer because we have way more utensils than we need. And so we pulled everything out and we picked our like staple items that we really wanted to keep and we use often. And so we put those back in the drawer and we organized them with those drawer organizers. And then the rest of it, we had split between donation. So they went in the donation box or we put them in our backup box, which I recently talked about in a different episode too. So a backup box is where you get it out of your space, but you don't want to get rid of it. So you know, box it up, put it somewhere accessible, but in like a storage area. Ours is in the basement. So we have it if we need it, but we don't use it often enough to need it to be in the kitchen. So that just helps clear out that space and minimize what our cooking space is for utensils. And that helps a ton. So I highly recommend that, especially if you have a lot of utensils that you're trying to pack in the drawer and you don't necessarily need everything. Definitely consider doing that. Number three is to plan for weekly fridge cleanouts. This is super important. Now, we have gone through episodes on how to do your weekly meal planning. If you have not listened to those, go back and listen to those because they're going to be super helpful for you to get that process going. But really what you're looking at doing is one weekly grocery shopping trip and coming home and getting some things prepped and then being ready and set for the whole week. Now, when we do this, we always want to be cleaning out our fridge before you go do this process. Because if you don't have a clean fridge, you're going to start putting your groceries away and your fresh stuff is going to get mixed in with the older stuff. And then, you know, things start going bad because you forget about it. And then pretty soon you have, you know, things that are growing in there or liquefying and it is absolutely disgusting. So you don't want to be doing that. So before you do any grocery shopping to get new items, you want to be doing these weekly fridge cleanouts. And that is going to be super helpful, especially if you have a tendency to let your produce go bad. Number four is to minimize any items in your kitchen and schedule regular declutter days. Now, this is a little bit different than your cooking utensil drawer, although it is along the same lines. This will be super helpful if you are feeling like your kitchen, like every cupboard or drawer you open just feels kind of chaotic and messy and overflowing. And you know, like the old, I'm trying to think of what brand it was. I don't recall. It was some sort of Tupperware commercial. I just it just popped into my head, but they would open the kitchen cabinets, and then all of the Tupperware would just come like falling down on their heads. I don't remember what advertisement that was, but it feels like that sometimes. We have definitely had that in our own house. So if you're dealing with that, this is a good step for you. But really, cleaning out your whole kitchen can feel really daunting, especially if you try and tackle it all at once. So a good way of doing this is to just take a piece of paper and write down all of the spaces that you want to clean out, like literally each cupboard, and just write a list and then break it up so that it's not all in one day where it's overwhelming and you have to schedule out your entire, you know, Saturday to clean out your kitchen. But what if you just do one cupboard or one drawer and focus on doing one a week or two a week or even three spaces a week? If you have more time, you know, add more and do more in that process, but set a smaller goal so it feels more achievable. And then it doesn't feel so daunting, because when you have, you know, a 5 or 10 minutes to spare, you can get through and tackle a whole drawer and then be done and move on with your day. It's a lot more doable when you take those little baby steps. And if you need some help walking through, like if you're just like, I don't know where to even start, go back and listen to episode 43. This is how to declutter and organize any space. It works really, really well for a kitchen space, especially as you break it down into these like baby step little spots where you're doing just a little chunk at a time. And once you do this, you can just like reassess and think about what you actually need in that space, what you can donate and get rid of, and then maybe what you put in a backup box that you can get out of the space, but you still want to hang on to it. Because the other thing too is when you go back to your backup box later and you have all of these items that you have been holding on to that you didn't want to get rid of because you thought you'd needed them, you might find that you can even go through that backup box and realize that there are a lot of items in there that you totally forgot about and it wasn't necessary for you to have them. So then at that point, you can ditch them and put them in your donation box. So that's a really good way of doing that and being able to keep your kitchen a lot cleaner and more minimal when you can get that stuff out of the way. Number 5 is to keep a permanent marker and masking tape close by. You can put it on the top of the fridge, in a cabinet, in a drawer, whatever you need to do. But keep a permanent marker and masking tape. And this goes back to my early, early days. I worked at a cafe when I was a teenager, and I worked as a waitress and as a cook. And I remember we always had masking tape and a permanent marker because, like in the food industry, you have to know when things got opened. So we were always constantly marking, you know, on the containers and the jars and things like that, the date something was opened. And it was a habit that stuck for a long time, and everything in our fridge was labeled and dated. Now we're not like crazy on top of that. But if it is something that I know we're not going to use up right away, I will mark the date on it. And having those items just in the kitchen already where we can quickly do that, it makes it super easy to just grab it and do it and throw it in the fridge so that you never really have to question like, ooh, how old is this? Like, I don't remember when I opened it. It has the date on it, so you don't have to worry about it. So that is just a little tip to make sure that you have that handy and start kind of making a practice to date things as you open them. And it'll make your fridge cleanouts a whole lot faster because you don't have to sit and question everything that you find, especially if it's kind of tucked in the back of the fridge and you have absolutely no idea when you actually opened it. So then number 6 is to keep a post-it note next to your menu calendar. Now, if you have been following my meal planning and you're doing the same practice I do, where you're doing the wall calendar tucked in a cupboard, it is such a fun method and it's so convenient because you've got like weeks and weeks of meal plans, months of meal plans, just right at your fingertips that you can just keep reusing. It makes meal planning a heck of a lot easier. So you can go back and listen to those episodes if you need to. But what you want to do is, as you're doing this menu calendar or meal planning calendar, I definitely recommend Google Notes for my grocery lists. However, if I don't have my phone on me, or it's not super convenient, or maybe like Tony has something that comes up where it's like, oh, we need, you know, hot sauce. I think he just had hot sauce as one of his items recently. But when we think of things, if we don't have my phone or Google Keep accessible right away, what I like doing is having a sticky note just on the inside of the cabinet right next to the meal planning calendar. Because then if we run out of something, or if we think of something that we need, we can just jot it down really quickly. It isn't our entire grocery list. It is just a quick, simple, like note-taking spot. And that is the only spot we're writing things down. You don't grab a random notebook that is going to get lost and then you can't find it. You want to keep it really minimal on where you're doing these notes so it doesn't feel so scattered. But having just that sticky note right there on the meal planning calendar makes it really easy that when you go through your meal planning process and you're doing that inventory of what you have and what you need to put on your grocery list, you can just grab that little sticky note and add those items to your list and you're done. And it keeps it super simple. And following these things, it's going to allow you to just have a space that you really enjoy, that feels really organized. And hopefully that will help you in moving forward and having a meal planning routine that you really, truly enjoy.
Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.